Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show highlighting the music of Herbie Hancock, born Herbert Jeffrey Hancock, April 12, 1940, in Chicago, recently celebrating his 83rd birthday. He began his career with Donald Byrd, then becoming a important figure in Miles Davis's second great quintet. Herbie Hancock has always been a creative force in the music, from straight ahead to fusion, hip-hop, folk music. He has been an influence on all of these genres, and we're going to start today's show in a fusion vein from the album Thrust with Herbie Hancock's Headhunters group. We're going to hear a track called Actual Proof. This is Herbie Hancock.
We'll be right back.
Two great recordings from Herbie Hancock of very different styles. The first one we heard to start the show off was from the album Thrust. We heard Actual Proof. That was recorded back in 1974 with his Headhunters group. Herbie Hancock on keyboards, Benny Maupin on reeds, Paul Jackson on bass, Mike Clark on drums, and Bill Summers on percussion. That was followed by One Finger Snap from the album Empyrean Islands. A great album featuring Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard on cornet, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Herbie Hancock, not only part of the Miles Davis Quintet and a leader in his own right, but also a great sideman on other albums. And I want to play something he did with Freddie Hubbard from the classic album Red Clay. Let's listen to The Intrepid Fox.
Thank you. Thank you.
a set that features three great trumpet players. I'm talking about Freddie Hubbard, Lee Morgan, and Gilbert Castellanos. The last track you heard, Gilbert Castellanos from San Diego, and his latest release, Esperame en el Cielo, and that's his first record as a leader in 10 years. We heard a track entitled Big P, a Jimmy Heath composition. And that's Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Christopher Holliday on saxophone, Tyler Krutel on drums, and newcomer John Murray on bass. Before that, we heard from Lee Morgan from a 1964 recording. We heard Mr. Kenyatta, and that's from an album entitled Search for New Land, and that one has Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Grant Green on guitar, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And we started out that set with The Intrepid Fox from the classic album Red Clay, a 1970 release. That one has Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. So along with featuring these great trumpet players, we heard Herbie Hancock on two additional tracks, the Freddie Hubbard and Lee Morgan tunes. Next up is Bill Evans from an interesting album entitled From Left to Right. What makes it interesting for me is Bill Evans is playing Fender Rhodes piano. On this track, he'll play both the Steinway grand piano as well as the Fender Rhodes. Accompanying Bill Evans on this track is Eddie Gomez on bass and Sam Brown on guitar. Let's listen to Soiree from Bill Evans. Beautiful tune from Bill Evans. You don't often hear him on the Fender Rhodes piano. That's from the album From Left to Right. We heard Soiree. That'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We are a weekly podcast on jazzandbeyond.com and an over-the-air radio show at WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut. We're going to end today's show with a young piano player. His name is Isaiah J. Thompson, certainly a bright young talent on the jazz scene. His album is entitled The Power of the Spirit. We're going to finish today's show with The Soul Messenger.